A pleasant good morning wherever you are. Welcome to the 8th day of February 2020 broadcast of Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead. As always, that's me. We are coming to you with the miracles of modern technology and the magic of 21st century broadcasting through the renowned studios of Radio 1490 WGCH here in Greenwich, Connecticut, USA. And we're also streaming online to all four corners of the world through WGCH.com anywhere. Got a great show for you today, so without any further delay, let's get started.
Coming up on today's show,
martial arts enjoy a time-honored history in Asian cultures spanning untold centuries. Schools specializing in various Asian martial arts have dotted towns and cities across America for generations, educating people of all walks of life about basic effective fighting tactics and techniques. But as you're about to find out from my guest today, Asian martial arts are something enriching and fulfilling in many other ways. With me by phone today from Club Kung Fu Wing Sun in downtown Stamford, Connecticut, is Sifu Elliot Leung. We are going to be learning about Kung Fu and so much more on today's show, so don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
This is Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead on Radio 1490 WGCH.com anywhere, and now on 105.5 FM, Stamford, Connecticut, USA. Contact me anytime by email at radioasiatoday@gmail.com. Learn more about the show at radioasiatoday.blogspot.com. Can't listen in real time? Well, we understand, and we've got you covered. All of our shows are freely available through the news blog on podcast.com, soundcloud.com, and the shows and hosts section of WGCH.com. You're invited to support the show in any amount through our GoFundMe campaign at GoFundMe.com. Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead broadcasts to the world every Saturday morning starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern USA time. As always, thank you for your interest and for listening.
Welcome to Conversations with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host.
Martial arts enjoy a time-honored history in Asian cultures spanning untold centuries. Schools specializing in various martial arts have dotted towns and cities across America for generations, educating people like you and me of all walks of life about basic, effective fighting techniques and tactics. But as you're about to find out from my guest today, Asian martial arts are something enriching and fulfilling on many levels that, quite frankly, will surprise you. It certainly has surprised me. Now, with me by phone from Club Kung Fu Wing Chun, Connecticut, in downtown Stamford, Connecticut, is Sifu Elliot Leung. Club Kung Fu is located at 1016 Hope Street in Stamford. Call area code 203-504-2072. Again, that's Club Kung Fu at 1016 Hope Street. You can call 203-504-2072, and you can learn more at clubkungfu.com. Again, that's clubkungfu.com. Sifu Elliot Leung, welcome to the show. Now, thank you for joining us today. My audience is meeting you for the first time, so I want you to first tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, I was born in Hong Kong. We came to the United States when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Then, after a short stint in Brooklyn, we moved to Stamford. And basically, I grew up in Stamford, went through the Stamford school system, played a little tennis in high school. And one of the first things that I did after I graduated from college was to be a computer programmer. Mm. Okay, and at that time, as I was programming, I was always thinking about many different ways to continue my my training in Wing Chun and martial arts. And as a result, after all this thinking, I continued to pursue different types of careers, of which many were very, very diverse. Mm. Initially, after becoming a programmer, I was a software engineer. Then I became a stockbroker. And my latest stint before I started teaching Kung Fu was I was executive producer for the websites for the StanfordAdvocate.com and GreenwichTime.com.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Very good. Wow. You've got a rather diverse background. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and somewhere in between there, my brother and I opened up a factory in China to manufacture latex additives for the installation of tile as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, wow. We've done many things.
Oh, my goodness. We're definitely going to have to stay in touch. I think that there's more things ahead for you. In fact, I know it. All right, now. Mm-hmm. All right, now, when and why did you become involved with Chinese Kung Fu martial arts?
Well, as most children were in the 70s and the late 80s, in the late 60s, it was Bruce Lee. Right. Mm. At that time, I didn't know who Bruce Lee was. I just saw this Chinese man looking somewhat like myself, except much more athletic. And he was in the movies. He was on TV. And then I practiced it by myself, trying to mimic his movements. And then one day my father enrolled me into a kung fu class. Now, at that time, in the early 70s, there were not a lot of martial art classes in Stanford. Mm. It just so happens this particular one was a Wing Chun class, and after a couple of months, my brother and I were studying there. My father's brother, who owned a restaurant and a building downtown Stanford, which is now Sushi X. Mm-hmm. It used to be called Segwell Restaurant. My uncle offered him a place to teach on the third floor. And after 2 years of teaching us, my brother and I really got to like it, except that my first sifu, he decided to move, and he went to, I believe, Anchorage, Alaska.
Oh, my.
Okay. So as a 14-year-old, there was no way that we can go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Right. So what we did was back then there was no internet. Okay. So we went on to the Ferguson Library. We looked for books in kung fu, and there was very little books on martial arts in general. Okay. And as I progressed through grade school, what happened was I decided to take another martial art in college called Tang Soo-do. Now, Tang Soo-do is based in Korea. It's a Korean martial art, but the name Tang Soo-do really means the way of the Chinese hand.
Hmm.
All right. And I progressed through that system. I was offered to take the black belt test, but I decided not to take the black belt test because it wasn't something that I really, really have a passion for. My passion was for Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
After college, we pursued Wing Chun, but there were really no good Wing Chun schools around. It wasn't until probably 2002, 2003 that my brother and I decided to look for a Wing Chun school in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. At that time, we had just came back from China. I had lived in China for 5 years at that time. We had came back from China, and we decided, okay, we're going to stay in the States. Let's continue this Wing Chun, right? And I remember my brother and his friend were going all throughout Connecticut, and they visit a number of Wing Chun schools. And they said, you know, Wing Chun is dead. It's dead as we know it, because there are a lot of people teaching Wing Chun, but it's not true to what we believe Wing Chun was. Then one day, purely by accident, I was looking through Black Belt magazine. I see a phone number, and it looked like a phone number that was in Norwalk. So since my brother had more time at the time, he started calling, and he made an appointment to see this Wing Chun instructor. Well, this Wing Chun instructor happened to be, at the time, he was 23 years old. He was young enough to be my son. And I'm looking at him do his movements, and my brother participated in a class. At the time, I was still with the Greenwich Time and Stanford Advocate, so I had my jacket on and I had my suit and tie, so I couldn't participate. And watching my current sifu, in which he became my sifu, his name is Alex Richter.
Mm-hmm.
The man was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew at that time that he was going to be my sifu, and he has been my sifu until now. I still go to see him.
Sure.
Right. He owns his own school in, now he has a school in Manhattan on 39th Street. It's called City Wing Chun, and he is one of the best Wing Chun instructors I know of.
Wow. All right, now explain to us what Kung Fu is and also what it isn't.
Well, Kung Fu in its simplest form only means skill through hard work. Mm. Right, so a person who has Kung Fu can be a phenomenal cook, a basketball player, a frisbee player, it could be anything. And if he's really skilled at it, he is said to have Kung Fu. But in the term of martial arts, it is any martial art that comes from China. Mm. Right? The art that I practice happens to be Wing Chun. Mm. And in Kung Fu in general, there is a it's based on the family system. Right? For example, in every school there is a Sifu, which just means a teacher, father. Right. And when you join the school, anyone that joined before you is called a Siheng. Mm. Anyone that joins after you, that is a male, okay, is called a Sidai. A person that joins before you that is female is called a Sijie, and a person that joins after you is called a a woman that joins after you is called a Simui. Mm. Right? And because I am still part of my Sifu's Kung Fu family, my students call my Sifu Sigong, which means teacher, grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Right? And because it's based on the family system, we are very, very close. Because when you're punching and kicking at each other, you have to be able to trust your partner, right? And when it comes down to it, when your partner gets better, you get better. Right? So as a result, because of this family dynamic, I am very loyal to my Sifu, okay? Mm-hmm. And I will be with him until the day I die.
Excellent. Now, I have to say this. I looked at your website, and this is something that caught my eye. It says, quote, "We aim to truly harness the essence of a warrior's heart and mind. In today's world, there are many battlefields, whether it's work, school, or the street. We are presented with problems and challenges daily we must overcome. Here at Club Kung Fu, we wish to help individuals live up to their fullest potential, build confidence, and learn how to flow in order to achieve the greater success possible in all avenues of life." I thought that was very powerful. And I want to know, would you please explain to us, what do you mean or what is meant by a warrior's heart and mind? And also, to me, this seems to be dovetail with the Confucian tradition of self-cultivation. So help me out here, Elliot. Am I on the right course here?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good.
It gets a bit complicated because we are in the West, right?
Yeah.
What I try to do with Wing Chun and Club Kung Fu is try to find the best of the East and the West.
Yeah.
And in modern day, what happens is a person is very, very busy with their daily life. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to raise a good family. They're trying to be the best person that they can.
Yeah.
What we try to do is help them with that. Because through Kung Fu, now Kung Fu, it just so happens that our particular style of Kung Fu, it's fighting. But it is more than fighting, okay? The essence of Wing Chun is that it's based on many types of principles, okay?
Yeah.
One of the principles is that it's a fighting principle, okay? And the first fighting principle is when the way is clear, you go forward, right? Second is when the way is not clear, you stick. When the force is greater, you yield.
Mm.
And the fourth one is you have to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take those principles, it applies to everything in life. For example, the way how you and I met, right?
Sure.
Okay. You saw that the way is a clear. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you made an introduction. All right. So now we meet. Right. Then when you came to us, we had a good discussion. So you stuck with it and you gave your explanation of what you do and you find information of what I did. Okay. And now, using those two, only those two principles, we have this meeting of you and I. And again, personally, between you and me, I think we're going to know each other for a little bit while longer.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right? So, therefore, you can take this to any type of business aspect. You can take this to your relationships.
Yes.
You can take this to how to raise children, right? The difficulty in many things that, particularly when we are here, that in a kung fu school, many people come walking in thinking that they are warriors, right? Or they want to be a warrior. Well, what is a warrior in the modern day? Other than if you're going to join the armed forces, now you are a true warrior in the true
yes.
sense of the warrior.
Yeah.
Right? But if you are in a civilian life, what a warrior means to me is that, okay, if you're a father and you have a newborn, a warrior has to get that backpack, extra diapers, extra baby formula, okay? All the wet naps, no, that's a warrior, and he still has to go to a 9-to-5 job, okay?
Yes, yes.
Same thing with the mother, all right? The mother has to prepare the meals. She has to, we're talking about the traditional sense, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, roles can be flip-flopped, all right? She has to take care of the children, whatever happens in school, the children usually goes to the mother, and she has to be the psychologist, the nurse, and everything else,
right?
So she's a true warrior, all right? You know, I've known people that think that a true warrior, they go out, they carry a gun, a couple of trauma kits, a couple of knives, and they're a true warrior. No, because you're preparing for something that very little chance of happening.
Yes.
More chance of me holding on to my 2-year-old son, 3-year-old son, or a newborn throwing up on me, and I need wet naps. That's more likely that's going to happen.
Right.
Okay. And so with that, as a as modern day society, we try to help them with that. Okay.
Sure.
And what happens is a lot of times is that as a kung fu instructor, I am also a psychologist. I am also the bartender that listens to him. Right? I've helped a number of students find jobs. Okay.
Sure.
I help them prep interviews because I am responsible for them.
Yeah.
Just as they see to me for guidance in kung fu, I see it as my duty as a true sifu to help them in the daily life.
As an educator by profession, I totally relate to this.
Right. And as an educator,
yeah.
the difference in the Chinese, what they see in educator is it's a highly revered position.
Yes.
Okay. Unfortunately, not so in the United States anymore.
Yeah.
In which that is a shame, because in China, traditional Chinese, we hold professors to high esteem, any teacher. Okay. And that is why one of the things that I teach my students is that, one, you have to do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to acknowledge the education, the knowledge that you learn, and you have to know who presented to you and how it's presented, and you have to respect that person that presented to you because they are there for your betterment.
Yes.
It's a funny story. One of the things I did with my children when they were younger, when they went through Westover Elementary School, when they graduated from elementary school, on their last day of elementary school, we bought each of the teachers that they had gifts that is representative of China. And I would go to every single class with them, and my oldest son, Brendan, he would take pictures with them, okay, just so that I get a chance to see how appreciative they are to their teachers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. But unfortunately, with my second child, because of there were certain shootings around, they were not allowing me to go in to take pictures. So my youngest son had to do it by himself.
We're going to take a short break. Now, with me by phone today from Club Kung Fu Wing Chun, Connecticut, in downtown Stamford, Connecticut, is Sifu Elliot Leung. Club Kung Fu is located at 1016 Hope Street. You can call 203-504-2072. For more information, again, that's 203-504-2072. And, of course, you can learn more at clubkungfu.com.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
This is Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, and I am your host here on Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and WGCH.com anywhere. Shows like Asia Today rely upon sponsors, advertisers, and underwriters who care about the programming experiences we provide. Private support is the lifeblood of our ability to connect you and our global audience across time zones and cultures. Our ongoing mission is to present listeners like you with discerning, in-depth, cross-cultural content that enlightens, educates, and expands our horizons. We've set up a GoFundMe campaign on Facebook and on RadioAsiaToday.blogspot.com. We also invite you to contact the station at WGCH.com, call 203-869-1490, or email sales@WGCH.com. If you have something to say or announce to the world, radio is the most effective way to do it. We're in the business of helping you succeed. Welcome back to Conversations on Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead. Of course, that's me. I am your host here on Radio 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. Now, with me by phone today from Club Kung Fu Wing Chun, Connecticut, in downtown Stamford, Connecticut, is Sifu Elliot Leung. Club Kung Fu is located at 1016 Hope Street. You can call 203-504-2072, or you can learn more by going online to clubkungfu.com.
All right, I wanted to talk to you about your classes that you offer. Start us off with your adult classes, but also please remember, I think that that it would be good for women in particular to hear about your self-defense classes. So adult in general, but then talk to us about your self-defense classes for women.
Sure. We have adult classes, 7 classes a week. We have 2 programs. One is a standard program, which you come as many times as you want. And then we have a basic program, in which for the person who does not have that much time, you can come twice a week. Okay. And with that, we have 12 student grades. If you take the standard class, you can go up to the entire student grade level and into what we call the instructor level as well. With the basic class, you can only go up to student grade 3 because Wing Chun is art that really needs time to develop. And if you're coming twice a week, you can defend yourself, but you won't have the true essence of the art. Mm. Now, one of the things that we also do is that we have a women's self-defense class. Mm. And the women's self-defense class, we have it once a month, usually the last Saturday of the month, so with the exception of November, December, and May. And one of the reasons why I developed the women's self-defense class was years ago, one of my cousins who lived in Boston, she went to school in Boston, and as she came out of a restaurant with her friends parked on the left-hand side, she parked on the right, she went down a 3 or 4 blocks, and she noticed that someone was following her. Okay,
yeah.
And she was hoping, let's hope that this person's not following me. And the next thing you know, she wakes up from the hospital 6 or 7 weeks later.
Oh, no.
Okay? And fortunately, they caught the person.
Yeah.
Because it just happened in front of a bank, so they were able to catch him. But the person just kicked her in the head, just grabbed her purse and such. And that's one of the reasons why I don't want it to happen to anybody if I can do something about it.
Sure. Well, thank you for doing that. Thank you. And I hope that women listening will give you the contact information. We'll certainly, enroll with you. I think that would be very helpful. Tell us about your children's classes and why children should enroll.
Well, our children's classes is anyone from 4.5 to 14.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Wing Chun is very difficult to teach to children because it involves a lot of hand-eye coordination. Right. So what I decided to do was I decided to teach them what the adults are afraid of the most.
Yeah.
Right. And because children have no fear, they have no problem going to the ground, rolling, throwing themselves on the ground. So I teach them how to fall.
Mm.
Okay. And the better they learn how to fall, now I teach them how to maneuver themselves in the air with the body so that they have better body awareness. So that when they become old enough to go into the adult class, they can be much better at performing the movements in the adult class than most adults would do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, a lot of times what happens is because we are in Stanford, there are a lot of Taekwondo schools, right? We don't compete with the Taekwondo schools because the Taekwondo schools usually are for the parents that are very, very convenient for them to go to. Whereas my children's classes, people drive 40, 45 minutes for the parents to drop them off. Okay, it's not convenient to work. It's not convenient to where they shop. They find specifically, they look for Wing Chun, and they specifically come down to me. I have adults that come down from Massachusetts. They drive 2.5, 3 hours.
Wow.
Because they're looking for Wing Chun.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Now, additionally, I also offer a seniors class.
Okay?
And that's anyone over 65. And all they do is pay $65 a month. And they don't have to go through the program. It's essentially, it's like Wing Chun Light, right? They do all the Wing Chun moves. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're not asking them to fight anybody. We're just asking them to come and enjoy themselves so that they can get some physical exercise.
Sure. Oh, that's, well, I think that's fabulous. Wow, Finn, we'll spread the word about that among our seniors, that's for sure. Let me ask you, we're going to start to close. We're starting to run low on time, but I want to ask you two more questions before we part and all. What do you want any student of Club Kung Fu to come away with?
Well, the main thing that I want to come away with, even if they don't learn how to fight proficiently, okay, is that they should come away with having self-awareness and discipline. Because with discipline, you can do almost anything. Right? And what ideally is that with through discipline and through hard work comes also respect. You have to respect yourself and also have to respect everyone else around you.
Yes. Now, how can our listeners learn more about your school, including your contact information, how to contact you, and also please share any final thoughts that you have?
Well, they can contact us through our website, which is clubkungfu.com. And our email is info@ctwingchun.com, and that's ctwingtsun.com. Our phone number is area code 203-504-2072. And yeah, one of the final thoughts is that I just hope everybody does or perform or do take any type of martial arts, because really martial arts, even though it's a fighting system, you learn how to fight and defend yourself, it's a great unifier. All martial artists are brothers.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Sifu Elliot Young, you are with Club Kung Fu. You're located at 1016 Hope Street in Stamford, Connecticut, 06907. And your phone number, 203-504-2072. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes?
That's correct.
And then clubkungfu.com. It has been an honor and privilege having you with us today. Thank you for spending some time. And we will definitely stay in touch. Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Before we close today's show, I have partnered with the Silk Road Chamber of Commerce in China, which seeks to purchase N95 masks, coveralls, and goggles for medical use from international markets. These will be donated to the doctors who are fighting in the frontline hospitals in China. Medical supplies are running low as the number of patients continues to grow, not only in Wuhan, but in many other cities across China. If you have access to companies or institutions which are capable of producing or stock these products, I ask you please to get in touch with me at radioasiatoday@gmail.com. That's radioasiatoday@gmail.com, or call me at 808-721-0306 as soon as possible. Every effort matters as we all join forces to contain and defeat this epidemic. I thank you very, very much. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's Asia Today with Jeffrey Bingham Mead Show, broadcasting to all four corners of the world from Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and from WGCH.com, anywhere via live global streaming over the internet. radioasiatoday.net. You can learn more at radioasiatoday.blogspot.com. Contact me at radioasiatoday@gmail.com. Please sign up to be on our email list. Our shows are archived and freely available on podcast.com, SoundCloud, and the shows and hosts section of WGCH.com. Thank you to our supporters for making this show and all the others possible. As we like to say in Hawaii, ohuiho kakou, until we meet again. I'll see you next Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern USA time. Please tune in, and thank you.